The next time you hear your governor or mayor talk about what he or she is doing to bring jobs to your state or town, you might want to stop and think about this. The frantic competition for jobs costs taxpayers $50 billion a year, according to a new book, and there's no guarantee the jobs will stick around or even be created in the first place. The book is titled The Great American Jobs Scam, Corporate Tax Dodging, and the Myth of Job Creation. Greg LeRoy is the author, and he joins us from the studios of Oregon Public Radio in Portland. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, John.
Let's talk first about the dynamic between governments and corporations as the companies look for places to put their facilities that leads to these subsidies. Tell us what happens.
Well, a large or medium-sized company often hires a site location consultant who acts as kind of a middleman in the process. And the site location consultant identifies sites that are profitable for the company based on the business basics, inputs and suppliers and skilled labor and things like that. But then there is an orchestrated sweepstakes that often begins where the site location consultant then goes and plays those cities and states against each other, upping the ante, in some cases not even identifying the name of the company until late in the process, nor identifying the names of the competing locations either. So the locations are put into a prisoner's dilemma, really, and forced to bid on a deal without knowing much about what's going on in the rest of the competition.
Mm-hmm. And you say that as this competition goes on, the company has often already decided which site it's going to choose.
Yeah, many times that's the case. It's rare that there's really a tie between competing locations. For various reasons, companies often make up their mind early in the process, but in order to raise the subsidies that they get, they need to have some competing locations.
Give us three or four examples of the top or most likely kinds of tax breaks or subsidies that governments offer corporations.
The average state now subsidizes jobs more than 30 different ways. Property tax abatements are very common. They're allowed in almost every state now. 10-year or more exemptions or partial exemptions on property taxes, which often have a bad effect on schools and other local public services. Corporate income tax credits, industrial revenue bonds, enterprise zones, which are kind of multi-subsidy bundling areas in distressed areas of cities.
And you're arguing that these subsidies really aren't that important. They're really not that big in the corporate scheme of things.
Well, they really can't make a difference. All state and local taxes as a cost of doing business for the average company are less than 1%, 0.8% of all their expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So the other 99.2%, labor, occupancy, materials, transportation, advertising, raw materials, things like training and so forth, those are the things that really matter. And if a company were to obsess on 0.8 and ignore the 99.2, it's not a viable company. It wouldn't last very long.
In fact, you quote Paul O'Neill, the former Treasury Secretary and also the former CEO of Alcoa, about whether or not subsidies play a part in the decision of where to put plants. Tell us what he said.
Well, he basically says, I never made a decision based on tax codes or tax breaks. That's not the way companies really decide how they're going to make their return on capital. But if you're going to offer me, if you're going to leave money on the table, I'm not going to be a fool and leave it there.
And it's not just companies deciding whether to move to another location or not. Companies actually are gaining subsidies to stay where they are.
We've had this job blackmail problem. It's been going on off and on for almost 20 years. Conagra in Nebraska, and Raytheon in Massachusetts, Sears in Illinois, just by threatening to leave when, eight and nine-figure subsidy packages.
Mm-hmm. Now, you make the argument that these state and local tax breaks are an insignificant part of business costs. How significant are they for the local government, though?
These are very substantial sums. In fact, in the most recent recession, the state budget shortfall equaled almost exactly the amount of spending on tax giveaways for jobs.
So it's a lot of money.
It's a great deal of money. If you look at states like Mississippi or South Carolina, which have historically been very aggressive on recruitment, they still have very impoverished public systems, very low test scores in their schools, very low measures of public well-being because their tax basis continued to be so depleted. And the trouble is a lot of the northern states were told that to be to compete, they had to be more like the South. So the structural problems of big giveaways is now, and the corrosive effect it has on public goods, education infrastructure, is now evident in many of the states all around the country.
Greg LeRoy is the author of The Great American Job Scam. Thanks very much.
You bet.
You can read an excerpt from Greg LeRoy's book at our website, npr.org.